Now it's time for Gold News Daily with Richard, Curtis, and David from Swiss America's Tangible Asset Team.
Gold News Daily, Dave Bradshaw reporting. Monday, gold prices eased back on a flat dollar as stocks rose amid a bull and bear tug-of-war on Wall Street. Gold last traded down $2.30 to $936.70. Silver fell 26 cents to $13.81. The big story today, the 150-year sentence of Bernie Madoff serves as a reminder of market excess and oversight flaws that led to the worst downturn since the Great Depression, says Reuters. So are we all safe from Ponzi schemes now? For the answer to that, we turn to David Fisher.
Hello, this is David Fisher with Gold News Daily. Bernie Madoff was sentenced to 150 years in federal prison for masterminding the largest Ponzi scheme in history, a penalty six times longer than those chief executives of WorldCom and Enron. Over three decades, he built a reputation as a brilliant stock picker, yet no trades were placed for the last 13 years. The media reports that Madoff investors have lost as much as $65 billion, that's with a B, but it will take up to 10 more years to find out where all the assets are and their realized losses. Unfortunately, I have some experience with this. I have a personal client that has invested in gold, and also his son is a stockbroker. Well, the father had all his retirement with Madoff per his son's advice. He was telling me more about this 2 years ago and the returns, how incredible they were. I told them something's wrong here. It's not real. Run and get some of your money. Take a portion off the table, were my words, but those went on deaf ears. Looking back, I also have a client that worked for WorldCom Wireless. His 401k with WorldCom Wireless stock. He retires, has his party, says goodbye, and then the house of cards fell. We were going to roll over his 401k and buy some gold. He got busy in his retirement, didn't fill out the paperwork, and 2 weeks later, his 401k worth $450k, that's 1,000, collapses to 7,000 in just a few days. I also have clients that invested heavily with Enron. They can tell you their horror stories that sound identical. When Enron, WorldCom, and Madoff came to the scene, I looked into it. I told my investors on each occasion, this deal is going to go sour. You're going to get hurt. My words obviously didn't sit well. Ponzi schemes require an ever-increasing flow of money from investors in order to keep the scheme going. Right now, we are on the very biggest Ponzi scheme known to mankind. And yes, this will unravel just like the others have. But our very own government and the Federal Reserve is acting more like a Ponzi scheme now than ever. China has woke up and bought gold. Nine other central banks have woke up. Many financial institutions have woke up. Isn't it your turn? Call me at 888-867-8978, extension 1510 for your six steps of wealth preservation. That's 888-867-8978, extension 1510. Until tomorrow, this is David Fisher with Gold News Daily.